Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Barb West. She has an amazing passion for homeschooling families. She helps out with support groups and homeschool groups. She runs a local Facebook page for the state that supports homeschooling families. She started a homeschool sports league, and she serves on the Global Home Education Exchange Board. And she has such a passion for homeschooling freedoms around the world, and so that's what we're going to be talking about today, Global Home Education Exchange, and why we should be concerned about homeschooling freedoms. So you are listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Barb.
Thank you for having me, Yvonne. I really appreciate this opportunity.
It's really an honor to be able to have you here and have you share about the Global Home Education Exchange. It's going to be so important to families in the U.S. and around the world. So I want to first start out with just kind of some personal questions. So what led your decision to homeschool?
Oh gosh, that was so many decades ago. I started to homeschool because I couldn't afford private Christian school, and I knew I wasn't going to send my daughter to public school. And those were the only two options. But somebody said there was just an article in the paper, who lived in Enid, Oklahoma, about this woman who's teaching her children at home. I thought, well, that's a crazy idea. Yeah. Never heard of that. Got in touch with her, went out and met her, talked to her. She had a big moving box for each child with books that I had used when I was in school. And I thought, I cannot do this. And I cried all the way back into town. It was a little town. We had a town square with a Christian bookstore. I went to the Christian bookstore, and there were actually books on homeschooling. Three total books. One was Better Late Than Early by Raymond and Dorothy Moore, The Christian Homeschool by Greg Harris, and Mary Pride's The Big Book of Home Learning. So I thought, I can only afford one. I don't know what this crazy idea is. So I bought Mary Pride's book, went home, marked it up, did everything, and thought, okay, I can do this. Then the other side of that is my husband. So when I mentioned it to him after I'd researched this, now keep in mind, there was no internet. There weren't homeschool groups. No one was doing this. And so I mentioned it to him, and he said, you're going to lock our firstborn in the closet? And did I say that? No, I said, I'm going to teach her at home. And that's kind of how we started.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. And that's kind of what a lot of people, even today, worry about. You know, it's like, well, you have them at home. And are you just keeping them locked up? And really, they aren't. You know, they're out there just socializing with everybody. So I'm going to just move on. Many who started homeschooling in the 1980s had to battle for homeschooling. You said you started way back when. I know Dr. Raymond Moore was huge in reigniting homeschooling throughout the United States. Yes. And at that time, there was some people that were really against it. Like you said, not a lot of people were doing it. So can you speak a little bit toward that?
I can. Because people were not really homeschooling at the time, each state was different. So all 50 states were quite different in how they handled homeschooling. So I started out in Oklahoma, like I said. We went to Texas, ended up in South Dakota. And in South Dakota, their law was that you would put in and say, I'm going to homeschool. So you would have an exemption from attending public school. You had so many hours you had to teach and so many days. And they also said you had to give the Stanford test every year. All those things were fine. But there was one more part of the law in South Dakota, and that was that a state government official could come into your home at any time and inspect your homeschooling just because you were homeschooling. But the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution says that my home is my castle, and unless there is probable cause, no government official, no CPS worker, no police officer, no one can enter your home unless you invite them in if they don't have probable cause. And so I took the state on. And it took 7 years, which is a long time. But the Lord kept us in South Dakota for 7 years. And we're a military family. You never stay any place for 7 years. But we did in South Dakota. And right after we won that battle, he moved us out. But now there are no more home visits. The government cannot enter your home without probable cause.
Yeah, and that's so important. I mean, I think sometimes homeschoolers today take our freedoms for granted. And so, you know, we don't even really realize what is going on in the world and how people have to fight for homeschooling and how that might even transfer to us having to do that again here someday, yes. and maybe, you know, it might be a really difficult thing. So we really need to pay attention to what is going on in the world. And you serve on the Global Home Education Exchange, so I'd love for you to tell us about that.
Okay, the Global Home Education Exchange started out as the Global Home Education Conference. So we were just going to do a conference for homeschoolers in different parts of the world to get them together and help them understand how to fight for their freedom to homeschool. So our first conference was in Germany in 2012, and we did something called the Berlin Declaration, which all the countries that were there, there were hundreds represented, they all signed it, and it called on countries to respect and protect the right of home education so that home educators could teach their children at home in all these different countries. So then in 2016, we went to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. 2018, we were in St. Petersburg, Moscow, and we also did, St. Petersburg, Russia, and we also did Moscow, Russia at the same time. So we did back-to-back conferences, which was difficult. We'll never do that again. And in 2020, we were heading to Manila, Philippines, when COVID happened and that got derailed. But we just decided this last week that in 2024, we're gonna meet again. And this time it's in Manchester, England. And I would like all of you to come. I think you'd really enjoy it. It will be life-changing. It's just outside London. You can have the field trip of your life. So go to ghex.world and go ahead and get the information to come to Manchester, England next summer.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. I love that you have such a passion for homeschooling and homeschooling around the world. And you have had some experiences, you know, serving on the board for the Global Home Education Exchange. So kind of tell me a little bit about those experiences and maybe some of the other people that serve as well.
I would love to. There are dozens of people on the board with me, and we've lived overseas for almost 15 years of our lives because of my husband's military service. And so I am used to dealing in other languages with other cultures, which is huge, and to understanding those cultures. And right now we have Samira Mohammed on the board. She is from United Arab Emirates. She's a Muslim homeschool mom. We actually met in St. Petersburg, Russia. We have Zebdiel Torres from Mexico. Jean-Baptiste Millard, he is from France and he's got some real battles on his hands right now. But we have people from Brazil and Bolivia, UK, Italy, Portugal, Russia. We used to have some from Australia. Tim Chen, he's actually from Taiwan, but right now he's exiled to Japan for what's going on with China and Taiwan, if you're up on that. So that's just a very small part of our board. We have Canadians on there as well as there's three Americans. And really the funding for this, which is huge, comes from Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Oh.
And GHEX was the brainchild of Mike Donnelly, who is no longer with HSLDA, and then Gerald Huebner, who's from Canada. And they're the ones that started it. And the main thing that GHEX does is we engage policymakers and country leaders in the important questions that surround home education. And these are what they are. Who is responsible for the education of children? What role do parents play in the education of their children? To what extent is the state responsible for children's education? And that's the pivot point. What extent is the state responsible?
Yeah, I mean, that is just huge. I mean, you're talking a little bit about France, and so that is just kind of hot on the world today. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Okay, so France has come down and said that homeschooling is totally illegal. So even if you're an expat, which means if you're an American living on foreign soil, so any missionaries, any people that are in business, that are doing business on the soil of France, any of those people, unless you're with the U.S. Embassy or the military, you are not allowed to homeschool in France. So right now there is a battle, and we try to stay up on that, and we try to support Jean-Baptiste and the other homeschoolers that are over there. We've got groups in different regions of the world that meet, and so the group that is in Europe is trying to be there for Jean-Baptiste. They just had a meeting in Paris last fall to try to bolster the homeschoolers that are there and encourage them, because sometimes you start feeling alone, and you feel like everybody's against you, and you need people to come alongside you and really undergird you and help you, and Americans can do that, U.S. Americans. I know as a mom, you sit around the kitchen table and you think, what am I gonna have for breakfast? What am I gonna make for lunch? Oh my gosh, I completely forgot dinner. What are we gonna do? But if you get a message or you see something online that says, could you write this email? Can you send this message? If you could take 5 minutes before you go to bed or get up 5 minutes early and send that message, you actually are a huge proponent of homeschooling because you are homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And the biggest part of that is you're an American. Because America has been homeschooling for over 30 years, probably going on 40 years now, you are the expert. You might not feel it sitting there changing a diaper or wiping off the counters, but you wield a lot of power. And if you could send a message to the French people, to the French government, and say, hey, it works, homeschooling works, and I'm here to prove it, and I can tell you that, you wield a lot of power. And Americans are the big dogs in the street. We have the experience, we have the knowledge, we have everything that we need to be able to influence these countries and undergird these homeschoolers over there, whether it's in France or Portugal or the UK, there are lots of battles. Germany, Sweden, it's outlawed. So there are ways that you sitting around your kitchen table sending one 3-sentence email to say, I support homeschoolers. I support that parents have the right to decide how their children are educated and where their children are educated and what I'm gonna teach my children. If you as a homeschool mom could send that message, and your husband's too, maybe your teenage children, if you can write those notes, your letter is worth its weight in gold, even more than that.
Wow. That is very impactful. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, you have such a great passion for homeschooling, and not just here in the U.S., but across the world. When we come back, we are going to talk a lot more about the global homeschooling community and how you can support them. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am here with Barb West, and we are talking about the Global Home Education Exchange and why we should be concerned about homeschooling all around the world. Barb, you were in the military, and so you've had experiences, as you were talking about, you know, in different countries and also throughout different states. And I would just love to know what led you to serve on the Global Home Education Exchange and how all those things impacted that.
All right. Well, my husband was in the military, not me.
Okay.
My dad was in the military as well. But we have been homeschooling for over 3 decades, and I homeschooled through 7 states in the United States: Oklahoma, Texas, South Dakota, Alabama, Virginia, Idaho, and Colorado, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We had 4 overseas assignments: Stuttgart, Germany, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, Manila, Philippines, and Bucharest, Romania. And I think after living overseas for an extended period of time, and you learn different languages, and you eat different food, and you experience different cultures, you come to love the people. And you look at people through your American lens, those glasses that you wear that make you an American. But other people have other cultures, and they see things differently than we see them. And I think I was invited to be on the Global Home Education Exchange because of those other experiences, because I could be friends with somebody that was from another country and didn't necessarily speak my language or eat my food and do things the way I would do them. And so other cultures are very different from the United States. We value time, we value money, we value truth. Other cultures, they might be a shame-based culture. They could be a culture where they have a class society, and so they view you with, you know, where you were born or how much money you make or the job you have. So each culture is so different, and because of living in those cultures, I think they thought, oh, Barb would be a good representation on the board. So there's very few Americans. There's only 3 Americans on the board. The rest of the other 24 people are internationals. And I would just like to say that GEX is a place for anyone. So if you're a homeschooler and you're interested in connecting with homeschoolers around the world, I would invite you to check out GHEX. Just Google in your search engine, Global Home Education Exchange. And we are there to answer your questions. If you need advice, we can give you advice. And if you need support, that's what GHEX is. And I'd also like to say that when you are paying your taxes, like the military, we are a tax-funded organization, and I think sometimes, I know I think my taxes are too high, and yet I tell people that your taxes financed my journey around the US, or around the world. I am able to help those families in other countries because of what you have done. Because you pay your taxes, I am able to be you to those people. I represent you. I'm your hands, I'm your feet. I am out there touching the lives of these other homeschoolers. When my husband was in the Philippines, he was able to use the plane from the embassy. He was a pilot, and he would fly down to the southernmost parts of the Philippines, Mindanao, for example. And there were homeschool families down there that needed material. But you in the United States had material you weren't using. So I got to contact all my friends, because I had a US mailing address. And I said, can you please send me your used books that you're not using anymore? And I got boxes and boxes, I mean, large enough to fill this room. We made bookshelves at Campus Crusade in Manila with housing the books that you sent. And so I was able to start a library for homeschoolers in the Philippines, and they could go in there and check them out. And we were also other materials that maybe they didn't want, we were able to fly those down to the southernmost parts of the Philippines. So you, your tax dollars, have done all that.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Just being able to use the resources that you have to serve, and just the background that you have to be able to serve. And God is just amazing in orchestrating our lives to be able to serve in all these multitudes of ways. So I thank you so much for stepping up to the plate and taking on this mission. So, you know, there's concerns around the world that we worry about for future generations, but also in the U.S. Can you speak a little bit about that?
I sure can. I'm concerned about future generations of homeschoolers in the U.S. for one thing only, government involvement in homeschooling. In the early decades of homeschooling, teachers' unions, district and local school personnel, State Department of Education officials, everybody publicized the weakness of homeschooling was that the children were only in the parents' home, that only the parents had oversight of those children. And they said that's a weak area. So in the US, many families are lured by this dangling carrot of what they say is free programs, which is equated with money. We think, oh, we can get this for free, it's not gonna cost anything, but there is a cost. And there's a little hook in those free homeschool programs that are offered at the public school. And those public schools are government schools funded with government money. And I'm very concerned that the freedoms and law changes that first-generation homeschoolers fought so hard for is being handed back. That the new homeschoolers don't understand what they really have, and so they're giving it up without actually having utilized it. So freedoms and legal rights are returned virtually back unopened. And parents believe or feel that they need the government to help them navigate in their personal homeschool life, with whether it's government funding or government training or government anything, to do an adequate job of teaching and training their children in their home. We fought hard for the freedom to homeschool, to liberate ourselves from the government control, and I don't think that parents see how giving up or handing over the rights back to the government and the control that they have in their families back to the government in education affects all homeschoolers. And if it was just for your family, I'd be okay with that. But when you do it, it affects everybody. It just permeates everything. So I don't want future generations to give up and give back what I fought so hard for, what other people have fought so hard for. So we have the freedom and the liberty to homeschool without government intervention, without government oversight. And I don't want them to see that the money and the funding for these programs is something that they really need, because they don't. We're seeing this right now with the fight over CRT in the public schools. Many other nations, particularly in Europe, already have a strong federal government with a reach deep into the lives of its citizens, so homeschoolers in those countries may never experience the freedom and liberty we have. And history has shown that what happens in Europe eventually comes to our shores. And I think Americans tend to look and go, oh, it's so much better over there, when really it isn't.
Yeah, I think a lot of Americans don't know what is going on in a lot of these other countries. And we don't realize the freedoms that we have, and often we do give them up so easily in the name of, you know, support or money that's coming. But yeah, the strings are attached. And we do see that in the school systems, that, you know, people are inserting themselves, and the government's inserting themselves between the parents and the kids, and kind of taking over for what they think is best for the kids, when we were created as families. And we have that responsibility to raise and educate and help and nurture and, you know, work with toward their well-being. So that is such an important point that you made, and I thank you for sharing that.
I second everything you just said. Okay. Yes.
I'm going to just switch a little bit. So you talked about the concerns that we should have about homeschooling in Europe, because look, that's going to be coming our direction as well. So can you talk a little bit about what is happening in Europe, what really they face as far as the government being into the homeschooling, and what we need to be looking at so we can protect ourselves and our homeschool rights?
Okay, in Europe, the United Nations governs a lot, the UN. You hear about that. It's a huge concern. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the US has not ratified that treaty. But if we were to ratify that, the UN would have more say in our sovereign country, the United States, than we would. And this, even though they meet in New York City, and that's where the US, their main funder, they give them the building, but the UN doesn't really have any control, any authority over the United States unless we cede that and give it back to them. Now, the UN does have a lot of control and authority in other countries, but not in the US. We are the outlier. We maintain freedom and preserve freedom and liberty for our citizens, and we do not easily give that up. Even though the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is something that people are pushing, we have not ratified that in the United States. So therefore, that treaty has no authority over us at the moment. But a large percent of the UN governing body are countries that are either run on a socialist political and economic agenda or on a communist agenda. And those are huge things. So we need to understand what those systems of government mean and what they do and what that would mean for us. With both of these systems, individual freedom is lost. If the governments of countries allow parents to decide what and how to teach their children, this is viewed as a threat because the government loses its control. We need to be concerned because, like I said, history has shown that what happens in Europe inevitably comes to the United States. We should work to be influencing those countries' homeschool laws and regulations to foster freedom and liberty before the UN drafts a treaty severely restricting our current freedom and liberty to homeschool. So we need to stay on top of it. We are the experts. We've been homeschooling for decades, and they are the newcomers. We have the experience. We have the statistics. We have lots of research. And even in GHEX, one of our committees is a research committee. And so we are constantly funding research from researchers all over the globe, not just the United States. This is where the research is right now. But because we have homeschoolers in other areas, we need to do research there too. So we are helping to fund that. So those new to homeschooling do not know their basic rights as parents. And whether it be as citizens or parents, we need to fight those battles, not just with local, state, and federal governments, but I fought them with military commanders on bases where we've lived, foreign school superintendents. I went to the Schulamt in Germany to try to explain to him why this one family was gonna homeschool. And they were a German family, not an American expat family living there. And so going toe-to-toe with these other people, I learn how they think. And so I learn how to frame the debate in such a way and use words that they would understand. Now, in Germany, liberal would mean that I take the authority and the responsibility and I teach my children. We think of that more in the United States. Conservatives usually homeschool. And so they see those two words, liberal and conservative, they're totally opposite definitions as what they are in the US. So when you're doing things with international law and policymakers and leaders of countries, you need to understand how they think. You need to understand what those terms mean. So defining the term so that you're both on level ground is huge when you start working in a foreign country. So we in the United States, we are standing and sitting on the shoulders and the backs of people that have gone before us that have made these laws and made these changes so that we have those individual freedoms. And I don't want those to be given up. So we need to work with the international homeschoolers and help them see that what we have, they can have as well. But you gotta start out by defining the terms.
That's so good. Hey, Barb, we're out of time, but I'd love for you to share with the audience how to get involved with GHEX and how to send those emails.
All right, so go to the Global Home Education Exchange website, and there's a place there where you can sign up. It costs nothing. You put in your email address, and that's it, and you will start getting notifications of when things are going on right now in France is a big one, and the United Kingdom is a big one with England and things they're doing there. And each country is different, and learning not to judge how they're doing it. Oh, our way is better. No, what they're doing is working in their country. So understanding and working within the parameters of those countries will give you that information so that you can then communicate with these governments and with these other homeschoolers. If you want to come next summer to the GHEX conference in Manchester, England, 2024, I think it's going to be July. That information will be on the website. I would love to have you there.
Oh, that would be great. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.